Western Illinois University began offering classes in the Quad Cities in the late 1960s. After years of hosting classes in various locations, the university opened a riverfront campus in Moline in 2014. The complex was supposed to allow Western to grow in the Quad Cities, but instead, enrollment has shrunk. And that's led some leaders in the Quad Cities to criticize the university's direction. WVIK in the Quad Cities and Tri-State's Public Radio collaborated to take a look at what's happening with the campus. WVIK's Herb Trix begins our story.
When the new president took over at Western Illinois University on January 1st, he already faced some serious challenges, including falling enrollment and unreliable state support. But then Guiyu Huang began hearing from business and government leaders in the Quad Cities that they were very unhappy with Western Illinois University and thinking about possible replacements. Moline Mayor Stephanie Acri was the most vocal critic. She said after the meeting with President Huang that his plans focused on Macomb and not enough on the Quad Cities.
When I look at the strategy, you know, I see some components of, you know, some kind of feeder courses for finishing at Macomb and then some adult courses. But that's not our vision. That's not our vision for that campus.
Acri said when the Quad Cities campus expanded into new buildings on the Moline Riverfront, she was led to expect an enrollment goal of 3,000. But she says that hasn't happened. And for her city to grow and prosper, Mayor Acri said it needed what she called a university that has a diverse academic program and a diverse student body. Western's leadership team says that's in the works. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has that part of the story.
President Huang says the university is committed to the Quad Cities campus. He told the Board of Trustees in March that during his first few months on the job, he visited the campus 7 times.
I hope that tells you something. 7 times in 70 days, that's a lot of time spent on the campus.
And he says he's been back a number of times since then. Dr. Huang says Western has many good ideas for the campus, and those will be reflected in the new strategic plan that the university is developing. Christy Mindrup agrees that Huang has shown interest in the Quad Cities. Mindrup is the WIU administrator who oversees the campus. She told the board that Western's leadership team is a constant presence there, whether in person or online.
I think that shows a commitment to the Quad Cities campus, both in our words and what we're saying, but also in our actions and the way we interact with each other on a day-to-day basis.
Mindrup says Western has developed partnerships in the Quad Cities that many people might not know about. She says, for example, the School of Engineering has formed numerous partnerships through the years with K-12 schools as well as community colleges in the region. And she praised Chris Merritt, who's director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. She says he's worked with the community on small business development and minority entrepreneurship outreach. She says planning is ongoing for moving the campus forward and further engaging with the community. While enrollment for the campus remains a concern, Bill Thompson says some of Western's challenges in the Quad Cities were beyond the university's control.
The fact that Rauner fiscally assaulted us and that resulted in a two-year disaster with our finances. And then there's also all the questions about just declining demographic enrollment. The University of Iowa is only 50 miles away.
Thompson is president of the union that represents faculty at Western. He says the union wants both campuses to thrive. He says the question is, how does Western make that happen? Here's another question. What does the Illinois Board of Higher Education think of the kerfuffle over the Quad Cities campus? Well, we don't know. We contacted the board via email several times seeking information. Spokesperson Melissa Hahn initially replied that the board was busy with strategic planning. She did not respond at all to other requests for an interview. Among other things, we wanted to ask the board who officially owns the campus and whether the state could transfer it to another institution. Ultimately, WVIK's Herb Trix received an answer from a local source.
According to the Rock Island County Clerk, Western Illinois University owns the Quad Cities campus in Moline. The information is included on the assessor's property tax website. And according to university leaders, Western Illinois University intends to stay. The controversy over its performance or lack of performance in the Quad Cities seems to have died down since the first reports in February and March, partly because Stephanie Acri lost her bid for re-election as mayor of Moline in April, and perhaps the possible winding down of the pandemic and the development of an updated strategic plan under Western's new leadership will help the university raise its enrollment in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix.
And I'm Rich Egger.